How you going, folks? It's John Williamson here, and I'm going to read you my autobiography. It's called Hey Drew Blue.
Hey Drew Blue.
Don't say you... I'm prepared to admit that I wasn't the perfect New Age father. At the time, a father's main job was to bring home the bacon. In my line of work, it took a lot of determination, but I certainly did that. Mary Kay, Amy and Georgia are all very comfortable in their own homes now, with plenty of yard for three grandchildren, and that's something I'm proud of. I never accepted a job over Christmas, so our family holidays were always special. Because both our families were on the land, between Moree and Gundawindi, most years we went up there and enjoyed all the activities the bush can provide. We would spend some nights camping on the McIntyre River. How good was that? We didn't catch many fish, but that wasn't important. Camping, swimming, yabbying, hogging, playing euchre and 500, and of course sausages and cold beer. I was happy wandering around the bush, always in the knowledge that the My All Blacks, who were an important part of local and national history, had camped there. One year, the girls invited one of their school friends to come up there on holiday with us. She obviously didn't know much about camping. She quietly asked one of us what she should do to go to the toilet. She was told, just take a shovel and walk out of sight behind a tree. 20 minutes later, she arrived with poo on the shovel and asked, what do I do with it now? Some Christmas days were 40 degrees in the shade out at Adervale, the property of Mary Kay's oldest brother. I remember observing how slowly everyone was moving around, a natural reaction to such heat. That way, you don't really notice how hot it is. It's a dry heat out there. My folks on Backspear had a pool, and so did one of Mary Kay's brothers. That made the heat more bearable. All in all, you couldn't have asked for a more enjoyable Christmas for all the kids.